Outdoor Living Unlimited puts cool stuff in your yard. Patios, decks, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, even in-ground pools. You dream it, we design it together, then Outdoor Living Unlimited installs it for you. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome into Experience Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great Wisconsin weekend. I love it. It warmed up a little bit this week. How good is that? I could use a little bit more rain, but I think personally September is maybe the best month in Wisconsin. The weather is absolutely incredible. It's always perfect. You get chill at night. It's been nice having the windows open for sleeping, but still warm up during the day. September is absolutely incredible. It's not just the weather, though. It's the things that happen. It's all the festivals. It's all the celebrations. It's all the really good stuff that happens in Wisconsin during September. And we're going to highlight some of it for you during this week's Experience Wisconsin show. Kathleen Eichhoff, Elkhart Lake, has the coolest fest going on. They've got an amazing logo, by the way. It's a very special Oktoberfest. Kathleen is with us coming up a little bit later on in the show. Also, the travel secretary, Ann Sayers, with a special tribute to Lambeau Field. That's later. And up next, Angela Gunja, Brookfield. It's Experience Wisconsin on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right. Hope you're having a great weekend. Thanks for hanging out with us on Experience Wisconsin. The fall in our state, absolutely incredible. If you're looking for a place that has a lot of things to do, from dining to shopping to really cool events, it might just be the town of Brookfield. Angela Gunja is the director of tourism at Discover Brookfield. Thank you so much for being with us.
Great to be here.
All right, let's talk about this. The town of Brookfield has so much going on. I absolutely love it. Let's start with shopping. I know that's really big in my house. Where should we begin when we talk about shopping and fashion?
Oh, well, I think especially for the fall season coming up, that snagging a cozy sweater from Von Maur or Talbots or Altered State is a perfect place to go so you can get something to layer up on those brisk mornings.
I think that's really good. And activewear, you guys have this covered too.
Oh my gosh. If your fall wardrobe calls for an upgrade in active wear, I would definitely recommend Lululemon, LL Bean, or Aloe. And Aloe is definitely a special treat as it's new to the corners in Brookfield, and it is the only location in Wisconsin.
That's really cool. In my house, it's all about the decor, and every season we kind of switch it out. And fall home decor, autumn scented stuff, you guys have that covered?
Oh my gosh. And yes, definitely to bring the spirit of autumn into your home, I would definitely recommend going to Hobby Lobby or getting some fresh blooms from Gregory and Company. Definitely if you're looking to complete that cozy ambiance with the warm glow of an autumn scented candle, you could hit Our House or Argosy LTD.
And tell us about Creative Pals. This is kind of a cool place.
Oh my gosh, I think the fall is a perfect time to start an indoor activity like scrapbooking, maybe starting a gratitude journal, and definitely going to Creative Pals is a great place to get all those materials you need.
Food and drink is big time in the town of Brookfield. Lots of cool options. Tell us about Goddess and the Baker.
Oh my gosh, I just saw today their latte menu, and they have so many great options. They have a pumpkin apple butter latte.
Ooh.
That just sounds so incredible.
That does sound great. What about Oktoberfest? Does that happen?
Oh, well, definitely. I would definitely swing by Cafe Hollander. Mm-hmm. They've got a lineup of Oktoberfest beers. And I think from cozy mugs to frothy pints, there's something for everyone to sip on in the fall in the town of Brookfield.
There's a town food truck festival, which is so much fun, also coming up here in September. Tell us about that.
September 17th, head to the corners from 4:30 till 8 o'clock. We're going to have our town food truck festival. We're going to have, you know, great beers, live music, definitely worth stopping by.
Angela Gunja is with us, director of tourism at Discover Brookfield. All right, I love the list of things to do, especially as fall gets later into the season. Something people should get on their calendar is the town tree lighting. When is that? Where is that? What can you tell us about it?
Okay, so the town tree lighting is at the corners on November 22nd. It is the most magical kickoff to the holiday season. And rumor has it, there may be even a special surprise there.
Ooh, okay, that's cool. So November 22nd, the corners is amazing, by the way, for eating and shopping and just kind of hanging out. Speaking of the corners, there's comedy out there, isn't there?
Oh my gosh, definitely. If you are looking for, if it's a little chilly, you're looking for something to do, I would definitely recommend going to the improv, catching a great show, and then stick around for drinks and dinner.
That's a great idea, Angela. Ice skating, is that a thing?
Oh yeah, Ebel Ice Arena, we've got that here. So you can definitely, you know, have yourself a fun winter activity.
I love it. There's stuff indoors. There's stuff outdoors. I always recommend that people make a weekend out of it. Come and stay the weekend and really take your time, kind of relax a little bit. Can you talk about the variety of hotels?
Yeah, we offer a variety of welcoming hotels. So whether family is coming to visit for the holidays or you're planning your own little staycation, you will find big name accommodations. We have all the comforts, free parking, and some of our hotels are even pet friendly.
Oh, that's nice. Do some have pools? Are they really good for families?
Oh my gosh, they're fantastic. And yeah, some of them have pools. So you can check out Discover Brookfield, go to our hotel page, and you can see all the different amenities and, you know, pretty much pick one that meets all your needs.
And I love it because they're all so close to all the very cool things that we've been talking about. So I guess for the full autumn experience, it's Brookfield.
Definitely. The town of Brookfield is ready to wrap you up in the warmth of autumn between sweaters, lattes, and lots of great memories.
That sounds so good. All right. Give us the website once again so people can check everything out.
You'll want to go to www.discoverbrookfield.com.
Angela Gunja is the director of tourism for Discover Brookfield. It's really one of the gems in Southeast Wisconsin. Angela, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Great talking to you.
Hey, great talking to you, too. By the way, all that stuff in Brookfield, right off the interstate, right off of 94, just very easy to get to. Up next, a very special Oktoberfest celebration when Experience Wisconsin continues.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hey, hope you're having a great weekend. I sure appreciate that you're spending part of it with us. Let's head to Elkhart Lake. Kathleen Eichhoff is the executive director of Wisconsin's Elkhart Lake. Kathleen, thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday with us.
It's great to be with you, John. How are you today?
I am great. This is one of the really cool events that happens in Wisconsin, Elktoberfest. It is on September 20th. All right, tell us what's going on with this. This is a big deal on this Saturday.
It is. You know, it's Elkhart Lake's spin on Oktoberfest, which are, you know, around the state, but ours is a little bit different, that it's a little bit more family-friendly, family-oriented, and it has a variety of venues throughout the village. So it starts out in the morning with our beer and wine fun run, which is right next door to our farmer's market, which is, you know, a great way to start the morning when you're in Elkhart Lake. But the fun run is, it's people get dressed up in their lederhosen and journals, and some people, you know, are serious whenever they're doing a run, they're timing themselves, and there is timing at this run, but it's really more about fun. People have their dogs, have their strollers. So the serious runners are in front, and the people who are there to have a good time are near the end. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the run, you get either some wine from Vintage Elkhart Lake, which is
fun,
the sponsor of the event, or some beer from Three Sheeps Brewery, which is another partner. Three Sheeps is available throughout the state, pretty well-known brewery, but it is a local brewery here in Sheboygan County that people love. And people love to get the race swag.
Yes.
So each year the shirt's different, and they love the Oktoberfest logo, so it's somehow kind of intertwined in that. So a good way to start the morning.
It is a great way to start the morning. The farmer's market, the wine and beer, fun run and walk. And then we get to the Root Beer Garten. This is really, really cool. It's in Village Square Park. Tell us about that.
Yes. So this is kind of one of the things that we love to talk about because it's really the family-oriented portion. There's a lot of families and kids that do the fun run. And then right across the street is the Root Beer Garten, and that is sponsored by Elkhart Cares, and that's an organization that cares about all things kid-oriented, and they sponsor a lot of children's events and children's support a lot of children's causes. But in the park from 11 to 2, there's going to be all this fun stuff, mini pumpkin painting, pretzel cookie making, an antler ring toss, pumpkin bowling.
How fun.
An elk craft. So lots of just fun family things, and then, of course, there's, you know, the playground equipment, and there's the root beer and some light snacks and things. So it's just a great way for families. You know, if you come the night before to do the run and then the root beer garden, you know, you've got a lot of activity throughout the afternoon.
I love it. That is so cool. Yeah. And then the Stein Social is a real highlight for a lot of people. Yeah. Tell us about the Stein Social.
So that's kind of like the main entertainment, the main event that happens at Siepkins Resort, and it's sponsored by Meesfields Meats. And it's the fun, kind of the party space. We are offering commemorative Oktoberfest steins. And every year the stein is different, and people like to bring their steins from previous years. This year is a glass stein, a clear glass. We've had some porcelain ones in the past. Mm-hmm. So everyone loves to get the stein. And then we've got some fun music from 11 to 3. We've got the Mixed Polka Band, which is a young six young guys, high energy polka band, and they look like maybe 20s-ish.
Yeah.
So some real fun young musicians. And then we have Boo the Band from 5 to 9:30. And Boo has been here, this is their third year, they're a Milwaukee band, and it's the only time that Boo plays in Elkhart Lake. So people really look forward to it. They are a super fun band. They're a nine-piece band. And wow. They do Motown and pop and old school hip hop and disco. And they've got a number of young guys also in the band that are in their mid-20s. And they get out in the crowd with their brass instruments, and they are walking around and playing and really engaged. So it's really a fun group. So
the whole
all in all,
day.
It's a great, a great weekend. So we encourage people to come, and there's some packages available for fall getaways in Elkhart Lake.
Ooh.
And really just kind of make a weekend of it. You know, people have been into school now for, you know, a few mm-hmm. weeks, and this is just mm-hmm. kind of a nice way to break things up.
Yes, get to the Osthoff. Stay at the Osthoff. Yes. Make a big weekend of it. And if the Osthoff's not your cup of tea, which it should be because it's gorgeous, there are lots of
it
different options.
Yes.
What is the website, Kathleen?
You can find all the information on elkhartlake.com.
ElkhartLake.com. It's also a great time of the year. Fall colors are always incredible in the Elkhart Lake region. There's hiking and mm-hmm. biking and all sorts of great stuff. So check out the website and make this a destination, Elktoberfest. By the way, the logo, best logo I've ever seen. This is incredible. It's so
awesome.
Fun, Kathleen.
Thank you. It's going to be a great weekend.
Kathleen Eichhoff is the executive director of Wisconsin's Elkhart Lake. Thank you so much, Kathleen.
Thank you.
What a great weekend that's going to be, Elktoberfest. I got to put that on my calendar. Up next, our weekly conversation with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to the travel secretary. She is Ann Sayers. This week, we are talking about fall programming, and as we got ready to tape the conversation, it was a great honor for Lambeau Field. So we, of course, had to talk to Ann Sayers about that as well. Here's our conversation with Ann. Let's begin with the big news being made in Wisconsin today. Green Bay's Lambeau Field, Wisconsin's newest wonder of Wisconsin, and you were there. Tell us what makes Lambeau so special and what today was about.
Today we made it official, joining a list of 10 other wonders of Wisconsin, and this is just a way for Travel Wisconsin to get out there and market these places that are just, you know, must-see destinations when you come to Wisconsin. Help anchor that trip, build out an itinerary around it, things you just have to do. So, of course, Lambeau is officially on the clock.
It deserves it.
It deserves it. It's just such a special place. And, you know, I was there again today, and all of these people, some of them aren't even Packer fans, and they just love Lambeau Field, and they respect the Packers institution. And it's just, I don't think a lot of teams can say that.
Yep, I think you're right, Ann. This is such a cool thing for Green Bay and for Lambeau. Another cool thing around our neck of the woods is the fall farm fun that happens this time of year. Let's start in Jefferson County. Tell us about what's happening in Fort Atkinson.
We're starting with a really, really fun one, because a perfect fall family outing can be had at Busy Barn Farm Adventures. This is Fort Atkinson. The farm provides a really fun atmosphere for kids, but parents too, to experience life on a farm. There's year-round activities, there's farmyard games, obstacle courses, a petting farm, and antique tractors. But then in the fall, Busy Barn Farm Adventures rolls out seasonal attractions. So you can ride in the hay wagon to the pumpkin patch for pumpkins of all sizes, shapes, and colors, or you can navigate your way through a corn maze that incorporates agricultural trivia.
Fun.
And then maybe follow up your farm excursion with Texas-style barbecue at Fort 88 Smokehouse. They have in-house smoked meats, from-scratch sauces, really a memorable meal. And then, of course, grab a soft serve ice cream from Frosty Freeze in Fort Atkinson for a very sweet
day. Oh, that sounds
really fun. Day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome. And I've been to this idyllic farm setting that you are going to talk about in Marathon County.
Oh, it's so lovely. Discover an assortment of fall activities in central Wisconsin's Helene's Hilltop Orchard. This is a farm in Merrill. It operates as an extensive you-pick apple experience. You can wander their orchards in search of familiar favorites. They're going to have your Honeycrisp, your Zestars, your Macintosh apples. But plan your trip soon, too, so you can see the sunflower field that's going to be washed in golden color. This is a limited time, you know it, Instagram-worthy blooms, and that's expected to last through the end of September.
Oh, yes.
And you can't leave Helene's Hilltop Orchard before visiting their bakery either. This is where I spend most of my time stocking up on mouth-watering pastries, bread, and their signature pies. And then you can head up to their 100-year-old hayloft for farmhouse-style decor and gifts. You can get a souvenir to take home. And I have to mention, if you're in the Merrill area, try paddling the Great Pinery Heritage Waterway. It's a 108-mile route. You don't have to do it all. Follows the Wisconsin River, its tributaries through central Wisconsin. And it was recently, a portion of it was just designated a National Recreation Trail, which is a very big deal. Mm. It has over 30 landings, including several right there in Merrill. So you can plan your trip for as short or as long as you would like.
I'm not really a kayaker or a canoeer, but I think it looks fun. I'd like to do that. Do you do any of that sort of paddle sport, Anne?
I think I'm kind of with you, John. I do it. I would like to be more into it, more identify as a paddler. That's a goal.
Yeah, let's add that to our list. We'll add that to our list, right, and for next year. Let's head to Fond du Lac County, a twist on a classic fall celebration in lovely Fond du Lac.
Yes. Okay, so make plans for an Oktoberfest celebration with goats. LeClaire Creamery is a beloved agritourism destination. It's near Malone. You can visit any time of year. You're going to enjoy sampling award-winning goat cheese, touring their cheese-making operation. It's a really cool tour. And dining at their on-site cafe. Mm-hmm. But get this. Saturday, September 27th, LeClaire takes the experience up a notch with Goat-toberfest. Yes. This day-long event is going to be filled with family fun. There's a kids' run, fun run through the goat barn, kiddie pedal pools, live entertainment, drinks, and of course, goats. Oh. And if you can't make it for Goat-toberfest, LeClaire hosts regular events on the weekends like goat yoga, goat cuddle session.
Oh.
It says it's for the kids, but I think we could get in on that.
Yes, exactly. That's so fun. What if you want to make a weekend out of it, Anne?
Make a weekend by visiting the Hotel Retlaw. This is in Fond du Lac. It's a downtown hotel from 1923. It's been restored to its historic elegance. You're going to step into the lobby and feel like you've traveled back to the roaring 20s, and the guest rooms provide contemporary conveniences for the modern traveler.
It's so fun. And these are great ideas to start your fall getaway. Plan it at travelwisconsin.com. Ann Sayers is the travel secretary. She's so fun. Ann, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I love her energy. That's always so much fun. A couple quick thank yous on our way out the door here. Want to thank our friend Kathleen Eichhoff in Elkhart Lake. Thank you so much for being with us. Angela Gunja in Brookfield. And, of course, Ann Sayers. For more information on how to plan your fall trip, it's very easy. Go to travelwisconsin.com. All sorts of great resources there for sure. And for more information on the show, it's WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercure. We'll catch up next weekend. Thanks for hanging out with us.